Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne. I'm here with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and we are coming to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. Prophet is going to bring forth the word of God, but before he comes forth, we're going to be in Psalm chapter 39, and I am going to start with the very first verse. And it says, I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue, and I will keep my mouth with the bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence, and I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man is at his best state altogether vanity. Blessed be the reading of that word. I just thank the Lord for life, health, and strength, victory over the enemy, victory over sin. I just thank the Lord when I think about all of the goodness that he's done for me. My soul cries hallelujah. I thank him, Lord Jesus. I just thank the Lord for all that he's done. And I just continue to stir up the gift by his Holy Spirit, because when the enemy comes up like a flood, the Lord lifts up a standard. And it's only because of his grace and his mercy that I am not consumed. And the more that the enemy tries to come in, I know that it's because of some purpose and some kind of reason, because the Lord has said that we are predestined. Amen. And those whom he predestined, he called, and him who he called, he justified, and he also glorified. So I just thank the Lord for all that he continues to do with us. And without further ado, we're going to have Prophet come forth to bring the wonderful plan of salvation.
Amen. We'd like to thank Pastor T. Hawthorne for that introduction in regards to the word. And we don't speak in regards to prior to the broadcast what we're going to speak about, and it lines up with the Lord wanted to say tonight. And it's just amazing. I just gotta laugh in regards to the Lord, in regards to the way he does things. And it's a beautiful thing when you're in unity and one accord, what the Lord can say, what he can do, and the power and authority that Christ has given us. And what she was talking about is about vanity. And my gosh, that's what the Lord wanted to speak to you. Those who's listening on the sound of my voice, wherever way that you're going to listen, is vanity. Vanity, vanity, vanity. And that is something that we have to really, really be extremely careful that we're not falling into the traps of vanity. We have to stay humble under the foot of Jesus and know whatever we're doing, whatever way that we're doing it, that's nothing that we are doing. It's Christ that's doing it in you. No matter what you think you're doing, it's nothing that you're doing if you're allowing Christ to do the work in you. And I just wanted to read a scripture over in Romans, the 12th chapter. And the reason why I just want to just really dive into this, because I know that there's apostles I'm speaking with are talking or listening. You're listening here, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, here to perfect and listening here in whatever way you're listening, trying to whatever way that you're going to listen, but just trying to hear, whether you're hearing for self-entertainment or you're hearing for just to judge what I'm saying or whatever be the case. You're hearing what I'm saying whenever you do hear. And I just want to make it clear, especially to you apostles out there, it's nothing that you're doing. If you're in Christ and Christ is in you, there is nothing that you're doing. And the Bible speaks about this tonight in Psalms. He speaks about it. I don't care how great you are. I don't care how many people carry your little robes around or carry cups around, and wherever you go, they're ready to fall down for you and all this and that and that. And you prophets, you sit there and you act like that you on your high horse, and what you say is just the gospel so much that you don't smell at all. We all smell. We all fall short of the glory of God. And I know what I'm probably going to say is I know that it's not going to come out the right way to some people. And I don't care if you go down to the river or whatever you need to do, cool off. But at the end of the day, you need to repent and go back to your first love like Christ wants you to go to, and realize that what you're doing is, if you're puffed up, if you're in vanity, if you're in self-seeking, it's not of Christ. And even if you get puffed up about what I'm saying to you tonight, you might want to go repent. Because what I'm telling you is the truth tonight. And what I'm going to speak to you tonight is the truth tonight. I'm going to read Romans, the 12th chapter. I'm going to start with the third verse. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So what this is saying is, you're nothing in Christ. And all your righteousness, you're still filthy as rags. And if you're following the principles of Christ and you're following what the disciples did, disciples weren't puffed up. Christ wasn't puffed up. Whatever they did, the disciples did, they did in humble. It was not self-seeking. It was doing the will and purpose in Christ, so that if even it was a remote thinking that they were gods, a remote thinking that they were something that someone thought they were something, they was like, no, I give all glory to God. But that's not in this day and time. Your apostles, your prophets, your teachers, you're all puffed up here. You're all on these high horse here. You're all talking about what you're doing here, what you're doing there. And it just goes contrary to what I see in the Word. It's all about you and what you're doing and what you're trying to do and what you're trying not to do in regards to this and this. And it make you sound like you're business people. I didn't know we were business people. You're propaganda, like you're in business. Yeah, I got this and I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I don't see nowhere in the Word where the apostles or Jesus talked about this and that and how they're doing this and how they're doing that and how they got this and that and how they're living in luxury, how they're doing this. No, I don't see. Tell me, you know, you have a website and so forth. You know how to contact us. Tell me in the scripture where this occurred. Because it said, for I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. That means you're nothing. I didn't say it. The Word said it. It's Christ that lives in me is something. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit that leads and guides into all truths, that's something. It's the power of God unveiled. That's something. That's where the miracle signs and wonders. And that's, there is no glory in that for us. The glory is in Christ. When men are set free, when men are delivered, when men and women are set free, delivered, and checking out circumstances and situations, and we should not gloat in it. We should not sit there and pound our chest in it. Like, oh my gosh, I did such a great thing. Look out there. I look out there at my members. Look, my goodness, I have so many members. Or look, I have so many vehicles. Or look, I have this nice suit that costs so-and-so. Or I just, someone said, no. When you start doing that, it's time to go repent. Because it might still be time. Because some of you are so blinded, your eyes are so blinded that no matter what I say, it's going to go one ear and out the other. And there's a place for those type of people. But I'm talking to the people that are willing to basically still make some changes. Because changes still can be made. Because there's anointings and men and women of Christ out there. I mean, there's some powerful anointed men and women of God that just need to just calm down, reevaluate your life, and realize that, wait a minute, I got a little puffed up here. I need to go back. I need to turn back here. Wait a minute. I need to repent. I need to go back to my first love. I need to go back to go back to what the basics are, because our first goal is supposed to, or our first commandment first is the love. That's the first commandment, is the love. So if you're not showing love, the love of Christ, I'm not talking about the love of man, and you've not shown the love of God, then you just need to just do that from the beginning. That's your first commandment. And then it's to compel men and women what? To come to Christ. It's not to raise funds. It's not to lace up your base account, whatever, or get more vehicles or get more houses, get more members to come into your church or whatever be the case. I don't know where all this came from, but the goal is to compel men and women to come to Christ. And the shepherd, the people that are beneath you, and give them the word. And when it's time, the time, appointed time has come for them to move forward and do what Christ have called them to do, is to let go and let them do what Christ have called them to do without anger, without being upset. Like, you're leaving my organization, leaving my church or whatever. Because last time I checked, it was in your church. If it's of Christ, last time I checked, that the ministry don't belong to you, it belongs to Christ. So if someone's trying to move forward and go and do the will and purpose of Christ, why are you holding them back? It's because of what? Because you're thinking yourself more highly than you ought. But let us go forth to the fourth verse. For as we as many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. And that's what the Lord really wanted me to focus on, because that verse kept coming. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So the functions of Christ are different. Your function is different than my function. But somewhere along the line, people are interpreting that if their function is more visual, if their function is more out, that it seems like, oh my goodness, I have 20 churches and I have 50,000 members. To a person that seems like that, there is more like not visual as much, and they may be doing something that's different than what you're doing, and it seems like it's not as visual, it seems like that person is less. Like, that person less is the kingdom, and that's not nothing that they're doing. And your church may be functioning. You may have 5 or 6 churches. You may have 50,000 members. And a church that has a lot less members could be doing a lot more in Christ than you are. But you can't see it because you so puffed up, you so up high, that you can't see down to see that first you're not doing the work. Because if you're doing the work, first you should show love. And second, if you're not compelling men and women to come to Christ, then what you're doing is nothing at all. It's all for nothing. Because Christ is not in that mess. Christ is not in the mix. And you're thinking that you're getting your blessings from on high. But I'm sorry, my friend, they're not coming from on high. Okay, let's go forth to the fifth verse. For so we being many are one body in Christ and individual members of one another, having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in a proportion to our faith, or ministry, let us use it in the ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, who show mercy with cheerfulness. So whatever you're doing, do it in the measure of faith that Christ has given you. The confidence, the faith, the belief, the go forth and do what Christ has for you to do. And you can't sit there and you can't go in any someone else's sphere. I can't be like Pastor. Pastor can't be like me. I can't be like the next person. That person can't be like that next person. You have to be who Christ has called you to be. Be confident, trust in Christ, that whatever he's saying to you, that it's going to come to pass. Trust and believe that whatever that's speaking out of your mouth, that it's under the power and authority of Christ. You may not dot every I, may not have crossed every T, but still go forth and do the will and purpose of Christ like Christ has called you to do. I thank you for listening. And without any further ado, are we on the end of broadcast? Thank you for listening. God bless.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God. Like never before, we encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. Until next time, God bless you.